Welcome to the Federal Tax Considerations for Health Insurance audio chapter. In this chapter, we are going to do a quick review of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. This is going to be boring, but you need to know the tax implications for the policies. Let's start with individually owned health insurance. Disability income insurance, not tax deductible, however, disability income benefits are tax-free. Medical expense insurance. Premiums are tax deductible only if an individual's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on a tax return. Benefits are received tax-free. Long-term care insurance. Premiums are tax deductible only if an individual's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on tax return. Deductions are limited to a specified dollar amount per year based on the consumer price index and the recipient's age. Benefits are received tax-free. Medicare supplement. Premiums are tax deductible only if an individual's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on an individual's tax return. Benefits are received tax-free. Moving on to employer group health insurance. Disability income. Premiums are tax deductible as a business expense and not taxed as income of the employee. Medical and dental expense. Premiums paid by the employer are tax deductible. Premiums paid by the employee are tax deductible only if the employee's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on tax return. Benefits are received tax-free as long as they do not exceed the actual cost of medical expenses. Long-term care insurance. Premiums are tax deductible only if an employee's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on tax return. Benefits are received tax-free as long as they do not exceed the actual cost of medical expenses. Medicare supplement. Premiums are tax deductible if paid by employer. If paid by employee, policies are tax deductible only if an employee's unreimbursed medical expenses exceed 7.5% of his adjusted gross income. Deductions must be itemized on tax return. Benefits are tax-free as long as they do not exceed the actual cost of medical expenses. Accidental death and dismemberment. Premiums paid by the employer are tax deductible. Not taxable income to employee. Benefits are received tax-free. Medical expense coverage for sole proprietors and partners. Tax deductible as a business expense, not to exceed income earned that year. Premiums cannot be deducted if the individual is eligible for coverage under his or his spouse's employer-subsidized health plan. Benefits received tax-free as long as they do not exceed the actual cost of medical expenses. Now let's discuss business insurance. Key person disability income. Premiums are not tax deductible as a business expense. However, the disability income benefits received by the business are tax-free. Buy-sell policy. Premiums are not tax deductible as a business expense. However, the benefits are received tax-free. Overhead. Premiums are tax deductible as a business expense. Benefits are taxable. Disability reducing term insurance. Premiums are not tax deductible for the business. Benefits are received tax-free. We're almost finished. Here are the tax implications for special savings plans. Health savings accounts. By contributing to an HSA, plan participants reduce their adjustable gross income, lowering their tax responsibilities. Contributions to an HSA are made on a pre-tax basis. Interest grows tax deferred. Health reimbursement accounts. Employer contributions are tax deductible as a business expense and are not part of the employee's taxable income. Benefits are received tax-free. Flexible spending accounts. Employees deduct pre-tax dollars from their income earnings and deposit them in an employer-sponsored FSA. Employees submit receipts for eligible medical expenses for reimbursement up to the annual maximum. Consumer-driven plans. Consumer-driven healthcare plans combine the use of HSAs and HRAs to pay for routine medical expenses and high-deductible coverage. Eligible HSA withdrawals and HRA reimbursements are non-taxable. And last, Social Security disability. Payroll tax, SSDI, is a social program funded by payroll taxes withheld from every individual's paycheck. The tax is split between employers and employees. Benefits. Social Security disability benefits are taxable based on the adjusted gross income of the individual. That's it for this chapter. I know that was boring, but taxes are an important part of insurance. I want you to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. Good luck.